The following was recorded in front of a live studio audience at the Studio 21 Podcast Cafe. This is the United Podcast Network.
If you're building, or buying, or selling a home, the Real Estate Crew's got news for you at the Real Estate House Party.
With attorney Rick Carter.
Real Estate House Party.
Paralegal Kathy Holsthausen.
Real Estate House Party. Come in, have fun.
And comedian Tony V. Now, here's real estate attorney Rick Carter.
You know what? You really show your dimples when you do that. Oh,
hey.
Thanks for doing
Welcome.
This.
Come on, Rick.
Edit already, that. You know, this isn't live, is
you're
it?
You're already off script.
We can edit this later on.
No.
Welcome to the Real Estate House
no,
Party.
No.
Welcome to the Real Estate House Party.
There you go.
Sounds like the guy in
Good
Morning Vietnam.
This is how this is going to go, Frank. Let's go.
And joining... Oh.
No, you didn't finish. Start over.
All right. Good thing this is not
Welcome
live.
Welcome to... Oh, yeah. We're going back that far. No.
Wait a minute.
Yes,
not
we
live?
Are.
No, it is.
Yeah.
If you're building or buying
a selling
really,
a home...
No, that's not what we're doing. Okay.
Real estate.
Go ahead.
Crews have news for you at the Real Estate House Party.
The Real Estate House Party.
Doesn't sound like you're at a party right
house
now.
Party, come in and have
Can you have a sip of that coffee and get back to us? Come on, Rick, go.
All right. We kind of lost the intro, but welcome to the Real Estate House Party.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Real Estate House Party with Kathy Holsthausen, paralegal extraordinaire, Tony V, who seems very chipper today.
I'm very good today.
Very good today. Yeah. And we have a special guest today.
Yes, we
do. Frank Cinerelli of The Sopranos.
And thank you very much.
And one of my oldest and dearest friends in comedy and out of comedy. We raised our children together.
Oh, we got
no way.
Yep. Vacation together.
And if you knew our
was
children.
Was it like vacation?
I'm serious. How many years in a row?
Easily 10 years in a row.
We went to Ogunquit, Maine, rented a house together, two separate sides of the house, kids running all over the place. Yeah.
That must have been hysterical.
So we're going to ask each one of you, like, what is like
Plus,
vacation
if,
with Frank Cinerelli?
Well, if you ever met our kids.
What is it like?
If you ever met our kids, you'd know they were raised by us.
Well, I know your kids, and your kids are lovely.
They're lovely.
That's probably because of your wife, right?
Yes. You got to have a good partner.
How many kids do you have, Frank?
Two daughters.
I remember you bringing them to the Celtics game.
Yes, sir. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Remember that?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. I said, go out and shoot a few baskets.
Yeah, and then we got yelled at.
I know.
That's what happened.
Guy goes, what are you doing here? I said, Rick Carter said. He goes, who? Get out of here. My kids are trying to do a layup. I go, do a layup. Hurry up. And they're going, what?
It's
what?
Funny because
my daughter Tess missed like seven times in a row.
I know. I was
from
sweating
point
it out.
Blank range.
I was saying, please get one. Please.
Oh, my God.
It was funny because I didn't see the conversation going on. All I saw was expressions. And he's there. And then all I see is all of you pointing
guys
over
go,
to
let's
me.
Let's go.
And
hit
then
the bricks.
Start going out
I
the
said,
back
Whoops.
Door. Yeah.
So what's it like vacationing with Tony
it's
V?
It's great. It's great. Except there's sand in everything.
We used to vacation
sandwiches
right on, the beach.
On the couch.
In your pants. Did you have pants on?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you did not
barely,
have pants
a
on.
Bathing suit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was really good.
Sometimes we would ride our bikes. You ever ride a bike with sand in your pants?
That's terrible.
Yeah, you exfoliate your derriere. You know, which is kind of fine if you just go straight ahead, but if, you know, there's like ass skin flying behind you and stuff like that.
Now, what is the age
there's
where...
an upside to this.
What
okay,
is it?
Well, I'm sorry.
I believe I cultivated a pearl.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Did you think this up beforehand?
No, that's an old joke of mine.
Okay.
Now, what's the age where kids stop? I mean, you know how kids just roll around in mud and in the beach and get covered up to their neck and they think that's no problem?
Yeah.
What age does that stop?
Well, I'll tell you this. I know what age it's not. 24. Because Gus still does it.
Does he?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish, and let me preface this show, too. I wish we had taped the first part of the show.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
You have a reputation.
We wouldn't be able to put it on our Facebook.
Maybe in other parts of the world.
No, yeah. In
because
Australia,
we, yes,
clearly you can.
We were throwing around a word that you can't use here, but other people use liberally.
And well, I never heard that.
Looks right at me. Hard eye contact.
Yeah.
Other people use quite liberally.
Right. Do you use that word a lot in Australia?
Yeah.
All right.
You just throw it around.
You're from Australia?
Yeah.
Okay. You just throw it around.
No,
you just thought I was an arrogant American using that word?
He wants to know where you can get your hair.
I want my hair to be purple.
But
I'll take care of that, Frank. I'll talk to you after the show.
Imagine Frank with purple hair.
No.
You want to know how much that word is really used in Australia? So my late husband, I was introducing him to family friends over there, and the father was there, and the wife and the daughter came out, and he said, and these here are my wife and daughter.
Wow. Yeah.
And oh not like, God. And it's, yeah. you don't bat an eyelid. Yeah. I mean, my husband did. He's American.
Yeah,
and
yeah, yeah.
Like, excuse me, are you mad at them?
And let me say, just for the record, we're completely wrong. Yeah. The rest of the world is right. We should
we could start a revolution.
Yeah, I tried.
Me and Renee are going to do it.
Yeah.
Our next call in sick.
Speaking of Renee, we got to thank our studio audience. We've actually, and I'm not exaggerating right now, I think our audience today has almost doubled since last week. And we want to thank everyone who's been pouring in all day long.
But Renee pulled herself away from her desk. Her office in Rockport, I think it is, to show
Don't
up.
Tell everyone we're doing this. We got to look like we're somewhat in the office once
she
in a while.
She has computers everywhere.
I know. I have four different cities I can work out.
I do too. I have two. Wow.
I know.
Well, I have three: Salem, Manchester, and Waterboro.
Frank, how many can you work out of? How many?
I got to tell you, I hate to go off book here, but you're the only one out of us right now that looks like a NASCAR pit crew boss.
Is that what it? Okay.
And what's the problem with that?
Nothing.
Oh, yeah. I got to ask you guys a bunch of questions. We are going to talk a lot of real estate.
No, we're not. Why are you going to lie to the people?
That's why I renamed the show.
On top of everything else, why lie?
I have the top 25 real estate scams out there that
Let's get at them.
We got a couple questions we got to talk about first. And we were thinking if we don't get through all 25, maybe Frank will come back in the next couple of weeks.
He's got a long drive.
And maybe he can wear the same shirt.
For the next couple of weeks, so we get through it all. That sentence should have stopped that we're going to talk a lot. That's it.
Yeah,
we're
going to
talk a lot.
That's right. So I got to ask you two. I mean, you guys have some pretty famous roles over the years.
Yeah.
You know, but let's talk about pre-Sopranos, the elevator man.
Oh, my God.
I know.
You saw that? With Mark Maron.
I know all about it.
Wait, was that a movie?
No. It was HBO Downtown Productions. It was shot in New York City, and it was a fake elevator like this. And we would go down into a vault. It had a bunch of hosts. It had Laura Keitlinger, Kevin Meaney, had different hosts over the years. And the last one was Mark Maron, and I was his elevator man. And we'd go down into a vault. It was the dumbest thing ever. And show clips of comedians. That's all it was. Short attention span theater was the name of it.
I was featured prominently on that.
Yeah, yeah.
Were you?
Yeah.
You had like all the comedians from the, like Gary Marshall and.
You know what he was on? William Shatner came.
No way.
I swear to God, I worked with William Shatner.
What was he like?
He was great. I couldn't believe he was good. Jonathan Groff. Remember he was a producer?
Yeah, sure.
He says William Shatner's coming. I said, no way. Wow. You have got to be. And sure enough, he walked onto the set. Like this.
Like he does.
I love him.
He's this tall. You know? I go, Mr. And I'm dressed as an elevator guy. And he sits down in this chair. And I go, Mr. Shatner, I can't believe you're here. I said, I'm a big fan of yours. My dad, Star Trek. He said, watch, here comes the ship. You went like that. And he's looking up at me like this. I go, I'm a huge fan. He goes, you really are rather large, aren't you? And he was great. I mean, he was really cool, and he was so totally nice. And you're not going to believe this. He's sitting in an old-fashioned chair like this, and he's talking to Mark Maron, and the chair breaks.
No.
No, sir.
He goes, bam, and his knees are up like this. And he looks at me and goes, I'm a big star. I can't believe you guys put me in this chair. It broke right underneath him. I swear to God. Wow. Gary Marshall.
Penny Marshall, maybe?
No, just Gary. Okay. All kinds of famous people. It escapes. You just threw me right there. I didn't think that was going to come up.
That was a fastball.
That was eons ago.
No softballs for Frank.
Yeah, no. I got that gig. I couldn't believe it. It was good money, and I was on for like 3 minutes. Then I'm in the elevator at the end, and he's there. And we're going down in the thing, and I go, I got to do this, Michelle. He goes, what? I go, that's the captain's guts you're analyzing. You wear that Spock. You pointed ear at Hobgoblin. I'm doing all these lines of Star Trek. And he goes, is there any way to stop him? Is there any way to stop him? I'm doing all these lines of William Shatner. I couldn't believe it was him. I really couldn't. Wow. Captain Kirk.
Was this the same time as... Tony had the gorilla suit.
It was around the same time.
Yeah,
around
the same time.
Sure.
Now look at you guys.
Yeah.
Doing the real estate house party.
Hold on, though. I'm, I'm a little, Tony, you didn't tell us that you were in 4th of July.
I didn't mention that?
Nope.
I know you, so.
I'm in the 4th of July.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now you can't ever make that statement again.
I know, but I heard it.
I got a movie out now.
You're so humble about this stuff. I know. And it's not like a little bit part.
Listen.
We have to hear about the JAG Award, but we don't hear that you're in the 4th of July.
I just barely heard
SAG
about
SAG Award.
Oh, SAG Award.
I was never a judge advocate general.
I don't know, you had one.
You played one.
To this point, I have never been court-martialed.
Okay.
I'm not saying it's not.
That's
coming.
Only because you haven't been in the armed forces.
Had I been. Look, if I was ever in the armed forces, it would have lasted the first day.
Right.
The first time someone asked me to get up at 5:45 and run 5 miles, yeah. Someone would have had an M15 up their ass, and that would have been the end of it.
And then they asked you to drive the armored... Whatever that, those yeah. big rigs
the
are.
Big, yeah, yeah.
And you pull out
I'd love
your
to see
license.
You. Yeah, I'd love that. To see you drive a tank. I drive That'd be
tank.
Awesome.
I've been in a tank.
You have?
Yeah.
Did you drive it?
Did you hit any of those buttons up front?
Our buddy Matt Light, who has the Matt Light Foundation, does good work with inner city kids. He bought a tank.
No, he didn't buy him a tank.
He bought a tank.
For the kids?
Just to have. Because he can. They don't sell tanks because they can't have the gun on. It's a troop transporter, and it's a tank without the turret on it, without the gun on it. But we've ridden around in that.
I like to buy a duck boat.
I'd love to ride around the tank all day.
Oh, yeah.
So you bring it on the highway or anything, or where do you bring it?
I don't think it's registered. He's got property, you'd bring it places, trailer it or whatever.
This is the second time we brought up Matt Light's name today. Wasn't he in, like, the top three worst... comedy shows you've been at?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, they hired me to do a show for... sorry, Chrissy.
We just got here from last time.
I saw that word blurred out of your mouth again.
I know.
They hired me to do a reunion for the 2001 Patriots. They were celebrating whatever year it was. Them winning the Super Bowl, and they go, "Oh, we'll have some comedians." It was myself and Orlando Baxter, and it was the worst show.
Wasn't it open bar for like 10 hours before that?
Everybody gets up and does a speech. They're all glad handing. Some of them haven't seen each other for a while, and these are giant men, and their wives, and everybody's decked out, and we're in one of the field boxes at Gillette Stadium, and. They finish up and they go, "All right, bar's open, dessert served, now comedy." And everybody scatters. Everybody scatters. And Orlando went on first. And Matt Light and I think Joe Andruzzi and their wives put chairs like so we'd have four people to work for. Other than that, you'd never know there was anybody on stage. Robert Kraft is about 6 feet from me and I'm going... Mr. Kraft, just fucking ignoring me completely, like nothing. Glad-handed, hitting each, punching
so
each
you,
other.
You
with
guys
rings.
Are like just like some like white noise
just
behind
white noise.
This.
Yeah, yeah.
At least you got your paycheck.
We're gonna do our time because we have to do our paycheck.
Right.
Matt Light sits down and breaks a chair. He breaks a chair.
What did he say?
Nothing. He didn't face
And that it. Was the funniest part of the night.
That was the best part of the night. And I actually kept a piece of the chair. And then the next year when we did the shootout, he does a shootout every year in Rhode Island, skeet shooting and stuff. I had the back of the chair and presented him with it. Autographed
That's
by
awesome.
Everybody. Yeah.
You were at one doing one comedy show. I wish my son-in-law Mike Flynn was here because he'll remember this. So, but someone there. It was at Foxborough. And they're all heckling you guys on stage. So Mike Flynn thinks the best toss I've ever done in my life, they were giving out little balls, which doesn't make a lot of sense at comedy nights there. So I drilled one off one guy's head in the back.
Yeah, you beamed somebody.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Yeah. It was the best throw I had in a long time. Yeah.
You did that?
Yeah, he did.
I did do that.
He did.
Yep. Yeah, and it was a word. You had to play the current. It wasn't easy there.
Oh no, it looked like
it wasn't
a
direct. It wasn't a direct.
Bang.
Wasn't a speedball to the head.
Yeah. I did a celebrity tournament once, and my ex-wife said, "Who's the celebrity you're golfing with?" I was a celebrity. So anyway, I get there. and the side of the wall has all the five-somes. It has four people like this, and then the famous person like this. And then Johnny Pesky. This was a long time ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Bob Neumeier.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. People from Boston and everything. One guy walks right up to my name. He goes, "Who the fuck is Frank Santarelli?"
So you were feeling pretty good about yourself that day,
great.
Huh?
I did. No, I've done that. I've been on the tee box and standing there, and people go, "Who's our celebrity?" I don't know.
I did a golf tournament. It was a rainy day, and I did it with one of our broker friends in Reading, and we had a celebrity. It was raining. It was just not a great day to golf, and he was very cranky. I shouldn't mention his name, but his name is John Tudor.
Yeah.
That's just between us and hopefully our listeners.
Who's really? John Tudor?
He's used to a Red Sox pitcher. Oh, so about seventh hole, he goes, "I got shit to do. I'm out of here." And that's our celebrity.
We paid for this?
Are we paid for this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don Gavin, a dear friend of ours.
I can't picture him golfing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh.
You know, we do this.
How do you know how to get there?
We do the Bavis tournament every year. It just happened this past weekend. But a couple years back, right before the pandemic, the last one, he was with some, you know, he got paired up with people to be their celebrity, whatever.
Yeah.
And he lasted four holes. And he looks at him in a very Gav way. He goes, "Listen, I got to catch a plane. I got to go." And he drives off. So they take the turn, and Gav's sitting there.
Yeah. drinking on the 19th hole.
At the bar. And they go, "Don't we have to catch a plane?" He goes, "Yeah, yeah, not today."
You know he has no sense of direction. You know that.
Gav?
Yeah.
Oh, please. I
Or yeah, go ahead.
Yeah,
go ahead.
No. I know what you're referencing.
Yeah.
We had dinner one night at your friend George Ravanis.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Frank's Steakhouse.
Yep.
Lovely place.
It's great.
Not
place.
An official sponsor.
As of yet.
Well,
that's just your opinion.
My opinion.
Place in Cambridge.
It doesn't reflect.
Yeah, right on Mass Ave in Cambridge.
It doesn't reflect the opinion of the station.
Gav was on Mass Ave. He was on Mass Ave. And he couldn't find the place.
Couldn't find the place.
He was within 200 yards.
He could have walked there.
I was out front talking him in on the phone. I saw him drive by. Oh, yeah.
I know. He was confused because it probably said Mass Ave, and his directions probably said he was on Massachusetts.
Massachusetts Ave, right.
Yeah,
right. Finally, the fourth time he goes by me, he goes, "Where's this place?" I go, "Turn your head. I'm standing right here."
He did a fundraiser for us,
and
Mike Clark was so nervous about trying to get him there. He says, "All right, Don, get to Giggles, and then we'll get your directions."
I remember that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I think he had to be driven there, right?
No, but I had to work with him on the phone the whole way.
Yeah, yeah.
This is the second time, because the first time he gets to Giggles, and I call him. I said, "Donnie, where are you?" He goes, "I don't know. I'm seeing Cape Cod signs." No, Cape Ann signs. So at least it wasn't Cape Cod.
Yeah.
Right, right. But he had taken a right instead of a left, and he's in Rockport. I said, "No, North Reading." He goes, "Well, I'm on some rotary." I go, "Well, go around the rotary and go back exactly where you..." Yeah.
Here's the best one. Our buddy Artie Januario, notoriously bad
with
directions.
Isn't he a pharmacist?
He's a pharmacist and a very funny
one. Is he that
one.
Bad? He gives out prescriptions.
Yeah, 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 yeah. He calls me. I give him literally turn-by-turn directions from his door to the Borgata in Atlantic City.
Yeah.
I knew the route.
You mean from where he lives
back
here?
From in Bill Ricker.
All the way.
Turn-by-turn directions.
Yep, yep.
So he goes, "Well, how am I going to get home?" I go, "Well, just reverse those directions. It'll bring you right to the door." So, it's about a 5.5 or 6 hour drive.
Yeah.
So I get a call about 4 o'clock in the afternoon on the days coming home. And he goes, "Tony." I go, "Yeah." And he goes, "Was I supposed to go over the George Washington Bridge twice?" I go, and I say, "Artie, never in the history of directions ever.
Do you go to the same place twice?
Has it said, go over a bridge, turn around, and come back over the same bridge? Does that make any sense on any level?"
Oh, my God.
Well, I guess when you put it that way.
But he's the man that claims he can do a 50-year title search.
Oh, yeah, which he has.
Of course.
And none of, I shouldn't say Artie, but I know Don Gavin has no concept of voicemail either.
Terrible on the phone.
I'll call him, and the thing rings for I go, you don't have voicemail? I don't know how to work that. I don't know how to work it. I don't know how to set it up there. Oh, yeah. I don't know how he's...
We could do this all day.
I know.
With Gavin.
Oh, yeah.
I got five stories right now ready to go.
Go ahead. Give us his best jokes,
too. Oh, yeah. Give us your best Don Gavin story.
Someone stole his shoes on an airplane. He takes his shoes off to go to sleep. It's L.A. to Boston. Gets into Boston 10 o'clock at night. Stretching and everything. Goes
I can picture this.
No, I'm sorry. Not even before they land. An hour before they land, he's can't find his shoes. He goes, what the heck? He gets on his hands and knees. There's nothing. He goes over to the stewardess. He goes, I think someone stole my shoes. Excuse me? So we got three people down there now. And so they call him privately, and they go, we really can't accuse anyone. He goes, someone stole my shoes right out from under the thing. Yeah, but all we can do is give you a voucher for $50. He goes, it's 10 o'clock at night.
Well, I'm
getting into Logan Airport. There isn't even going to be a snack bar open, let alone a shoe store. So he walked off the plane in his stocking feet.
No.
Out to the cab, got a cab, and went home with no shoes on.
So literally did lose the shoes.
Yeah.
I thought it was a Steve Sweeney story where he lost his car. You heard that one, right?
Oh, yeah.
He supposedly lost his car.
Sure.
For whatever reason. We know Steve might not always be here on this planet with us all. But he loses his car. He thought it was stolen. He's calling his stolen car. He just had to wait till everyone left the whole stadium, and it was sitting where he originally thought it.
Okay, so it's a gig at the Comedy Connection Faneuil Hall benefit. He's hosting. I'm in the wings. There's 20 comedians in the back.
Is this Steve Sweeney or Don
Gavin? No, this is Gavin. He goes, okay. Ladies and gentlemen, and he looks over and he goes, this next guy coming on stage is a puppeteer. And he has a lot of marionettes, a lot of little puppets and characters. In fact, a little known fact, he makes his own puppets. Please welcome Frank Santarelli. The comedians in the back are howling. There is an audible, oh, when he says puppets. The whole place goes, oh, there's going to be puppets. I come out, I do 7 minutes. It doesn't go well at all. People are going like this.
Where are your puppets?
Over. I walk off. The comedians are howling because they said they actually heard people going, what the fuck happened to the puppets? Where were the puppets? Two people got up and walked over to Joey Santagate and said, did he or did he not say puppets? My mother is very upset. You said there was going to be puppets. And we're howling with laughter. Ma'am, they play tricks on each other all the time. Well, that's not funny. She says,
this is your mother saying that?
No. Yeah, some guy. Woman in the crowd. Yeah, but he goes, my mother's very upset. She wanted puppets. This guy is a puppeteer.
This might be a good time to remind people for all your real estate needs. Call Carter Law.
781-944.
I got a real estate thing. Did you know that a house here, same house here in Ohio, $200,000 less?
Oh, easily.
Yeah, because you're in fucking Ohio.
Wait a minute. What? That's your real estate fact? That's all
you're bringing? This market is insane. I can buy a house here that's worth $400,000 for $125 in Ohio.
Well, like your math doesn't add up.
If you bought a new house, I guarantee that the morning you wake up in that new house, you'd open your eyes and go, wait, I'm in Ohio?
And I paid how much?
I'm just saying.
$200,000.
That's his fact.
All right. Well, at least we talked real estate.
It's absolutely true. I'm buying a house there.
No, you're not.
I'm not buying a house here. What are you, crazy? I can get a mansion for $150,000 in Cleveland.
You're not going to
Cleveland. You want to move to Cleveland. You'll be in Cleveland.
Yeah.
Why don't you go to Detroit? You get it for $6,000.
You know, there's a reason. Like, do you ever go to a shoe store and there's one pair of shoes left? It's because nobody wanted those shoes.
What, those almond shoes yeah. with the big flowers
right.
on it?
Wow. And you can get them for $20.
Stop making no fun of my city. It's bad enough. Mistake by the lake. You know, the place where the river caught fire. You know why it's called that?
Why?
Because the river caught fire.
No, what happened was there was a guy standing there filming.
What more do you need to know?
We started the whole thing. We started Earth Day. Was started in Ohio. Because there was a man standing there, and a camera was on him, and he went da-da-da-da-da, and a piece of wood floating in the water in flames went by as
really?
He was talking behind him. And the cameraman went like this and followed it. And people said, was that thing on fire in the water?
Is this true?
This is true.
Okay.
The water was so nasty that it forced people to clean the Cleveland Harbor, and then Boston was next.
Love that dirty water.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's a true story. So you know that's why they call it the mistake by the lake and the place where the river caught fire.
You seem to have a lot of answers.
Well, it sounds like he's moving to Ohio. Oh, you did?
I grew up there.
Hey, can I ask you this?
Sure.
When the ducks are flying south, one has a longer line. How come? How come, Frank?
You know, in a similar vein.
Go to Giggles, and you'll be able to hear that answer.
Did you ever go to a grocery store?
I have.
And you're looking for seltzer, you know, bottled bubbly water.
Yep.
And there's 40 bottles of raspberry limeade and no regular seltzer.
Right. No,
you just want to go to them. Buy less of that and more of the stuff that's not here.
That's right.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. How do I know that and people don't?
How do you, ever go to a cereal aisle? Our forefathers are rolling around. There's got to be 250 options to go with.
Yeah. And they're all the same. Right, just a different packaging of the same foolishness.
Wow, is that on your list of things
to talk
about?
That's on my list to talk
real escape.
Yeah, that's
oftentimes, they will leave a trail of cereal leading up to a house that's not theirs.
Right.
And as you're picking it and eating it,
Porridge.
Yeah, so that's part of a real estate scam that we're going to get to. Yeah. I know we're going to
get
to
in the last minute and a half of the show.
Well, since we're telling funny comedian, Steve Sweeney comes to one of our events. I think it was a...
Was this after someone got murdered?
I don't know. No, that was Lenny.
Remember that?
That was Lenny, was...
No, he stood up and he goes, "I'm here for Ricky Carter. I don't even know what this event is about, but we're raising money for something." And someone yells Reading Baseball, and he goes, "Oh, my God. Those poor kids in Reading, they have no money." And now it's all Reading parents, right? You know, and they're like, they're still using sticks and I don't know what kind of ball, whatever his joke was. But that joke didn't go over very well.
We had this, very elaborate, fundraiser.
Oh, it was huge.
It was huge. Yeah. We had a million people in there. Yeah. We had the
Tony and Lenny were there.
They're always
there.
They
used to do the auction.
We'd have Miss Massachusetts there. We'd have some athletes there.
And I was there.
You were there. Oh, yeah. I was getting to that. Yeah. I was building up to that one. Paralegal extraordinaire. We'd have the Reading base. So someone came up and he goes, "What is this for?" They thought some poor family's house burned down or something. I go, "No, we're trying to raise money to get fences on the softball field."
Scoreboard.
Oh, the scoreboard. They were horrified that there was all that effort to get a scoreboard.
But the way Steve Sweeney's like, "I don't even know what I'm here for."
Oh, yeah.
We're like, "Wake up, Steve. Right. Wake up." Yeah.
I one time did an auction to raise money for an ice rink on Martha's Vineyard.
An ice rink on Martha's Vineyard.
They wanted to build an ice rink.
You know how big that is down in Martha's Vineyard.
Right. And I go, "You know, this is pointless. Any one of you humps could reach into your front pocket and build it right now. And I got to auction off a bike so you can have an ice rink? You people are pathetic."
Remember one of the first ones you did for us was during one of the recessions we had.
Yeah.
No one wanted to.
Oh, my God.
Could barely get in there and pay for a ticket. And we brought out, I think it was a Jason Varitek baseball. Not the biggest demand in the world, and he's trying to get money out of that crowd.
Oh, yeah, you were heckling at that point. Oh. What's wrong with you people?
What's wrong with you people?
They know it's an auction.
You don't know how an auction works.
Exactly. You go, "What are you guys doing? You're embarrassing us. What are you doing?"
I could sell ice to an Eskimo. And listen.
That was rough, but you got it out of it.
Yeah.
That was tough there. So I wonder if we should just tease our next show with Frank. Right. Maybe we should do that.
Yeah, it's going to be more of the same.
I didn't say there was going to be other content.
No.
But I'm wondering if we should do that, or should we still tell a couple more?
Yeah, tease it. Go ahead.
All right, so what we're going to do is talk about, in honor of the Sopranos,
and
different scams that they might have pulled, we're going to talk about some real estate scams. Nothing we've probably mentioned it over in the last couple of years here, but, you know, with Frank here, we might
Well, with the mob, he knows all about the mob, right?
How'd you get that job anyway?
I went to an audition.
That's it?
I just, you know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, stand-up in Boston got us to go to New York.
Yeah.
And we started working stand-up New York. We started working Caroline's, all these clubs in New York. And then there's agents and managers and stuff. Plus, I already had this guy from Boston. His name was Barry Katz.
He was my manager. And then he
sounds
left,
like a manager.
And I ended up with a real good guy named Vincent Nastri. And he would set you up with auditions. You have to have somebody set you up with auditions.
Right.
Yeah.
And so anyway, I went in, I read for this thing. And James Gandolfini was there, David Chase, and Georgiana Walken. Christopher Walken's real wife.
Wow.
It was the Georgiana Walken Jaffe casting.
Yeah.
And they're all sitting there. And the lines are, the very first scene you see me on the screen is, hello, hello, hello. And I look and I go, it's a fucking menu. Hello, hello, hello. Those were the lines. That was it. I'm done. Nobody says anything. I go, if I get this, I'm going to need more lines. She was the only one that laughed. Everybody else was like this.
Did you mean in the show? Or?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, oh, if okay, I get the right, part, right. I'm going to need more
you
lines.
You don't want to show up in New York and go, hello,
it was the 80s.
It was the
80s, Sal.
So a week later, they call me, and he said, you know, that soprano thing, you got that. I said, I did? He goes, yeah. It's one day. It was one shooting day. And at that day, I was balancing things on my nose, and I was juggling, and I was doing all kinds of making everybody laugh. And so went into the they put big David Chase because they put big tattoos on this guy.
Are those tattoos real? Can I see them?
They were huge. All she just made it up as she was going along, and so it was all done. And
well, that's not easy to do because they're going to have to do that each show.
Right. Well, they took the bottom line was I was ready to leave, and David Chase busted the door of the makeup room. Take pictures of those tattoos. Turns around and walks out, and she goes, because I was such a novice, this is huge. I said, why? She goes, this means you're coming back.
Nice.
And I said, really? It wasn't positive, but anyway, they took pictures. Yeah. So every time I had to be there 5 hours early.
Wow.
So they could put these giant tattoos on my arm all the way down like this on both sides. It took 5 hours. I had to sit like this, which might take and take my shirt off, which caused audible gasps from the women there because I'm just fucking ripped. But anyway, yeah. So it took 5 hours to put them on. I had to be there at 5 a.m. And then they wouldn't let me park in the lot.
What? You know?
Why not?
Because I was Georgie. I didn't know who I was yet. You know?
Oh,
so anyway,
I showed up
for the next time I was on, and they said, you can't park here. I said, no, I can park here. And I just shut my door, and the guy was like, he was mad at me, you know. You can't park here.
I one time had my entire body painted blue.
Oh, I know.
I remember
that.
What was that?
You were like King Neptune.
I was Neptune.
Neptune, yeah.
I'm standing there, and I had about 80 more pounds on me than I do right now.
Yeah.
And I'm standing there in a Speedo. Me, you know, this is...
That's a tough visual, Tony.
Yeah, it is. And just for the record, in a Japanese Speedo, I'm a 4X at the time. I don't know how those people...
Now you're starting to show off at this point.
Anyway, I had my entire body waxed.
Wow.
Which is one of the most painful things I've ever been through. And I got a team of people with spray guns painting me blue.
Really?
And it's just like another day at work.
Wow. Wasn't this a gold with...
It was a gold... Yeah, it's called Misfits and Monsters.
Yeah.
It was very good.
That was
cool. And just for the record, I understand women have waxing done routinely in a intimate area. Yeah, stop it. No need.
Especially with how we grew up.
Yeah.
Playboy magazine.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Bush was everything.
Oh, my God.
That's all we wanted to see.
That's it.
Now you guys take it away?
Yeah.
I don't think so. Are you kidding me? I remember seeing Terry Porson at the beach when I was like 17. We came back. We said, there was a showing in her bathing suit. We could see it. They're like, what? And one of her boobs popped out. It was like viral. 1972. The whole school knew.
I know, you guys,
I have a new ending.
Okay. Because I thought that ending was pretty good.
None of the content you heard today is condoned by Carter Law.
Yes, no, right. And so our marketing guy says to say thank you for joining us here on the Real Estate House Party. Make sure to look up Carter Law Office on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. And if you've been a client with us, please leave a 5-star review on Facebook and or Google.
You know what the saddest part of
nice.
This?
That was very
that
nice,
That is
Kat.
The most content we had on the whole show. Am I right? Frank, will you come back maybe
absolutely.
In a couple weeks?
Thank you.
I'm sure that anyone who sat through that show is going to rush to find out who's going to handle their closing.
Yeah. How many five-star reviews are we going to get out of this show?
I think a lot.
Yeah, a lot.
Right?
I thought
Straight
you were saying
too.
Five spot. I thought you were talking about $5. Just leave $5 on the doorstep.
That works too.
Well, if you guys have any other real estate questions,
don't call us.
Move to Ohio.
Move to Ohio. Thanks for joining us in the Real Estate House Party. Kathy Holtzhaus, a paralegal extraordinaire. Tony V, coming up at the Fenway Park.
Fenway Park.
Woo!
August 21st.
I cannot
That's
wait.
Good. And Frank Cinerelli of The Sopranos.
Don't Thanks, get up.
Frank.
Don't get up.
We're going to have Frank back in a couple weeks.
All right.
The views and opinions expressed by the hosts, guests, or callers of this program do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Studio 21, Podcast Cafe, the United Podcast Network, its partners or affiliates.